Crib Notes, what parents Google at 3am.
Welcome to Crib Notes. We are the new medical podcast for parents, and we'll be looking at things that mums and dads Google at 3am. So every episode, we're going to be covering the most common topics that new parents worry about with me, dad-to-be Rick Kelsey, and also Sarah, my friend, who's a paediatric doctor.
And more importantly, a new mum.
Of course, of course. First up, babies don't come with a manual, do they?
No, sadly not. And that's the thing. Parents go to antenatal classes and learn all about the birth and the 24 hours around that. But actually, the major issue of the baby, what to do when that comes and how to support the health of the baby, isn't really focused on.
What I love about podcasts sometimes is I listen to them and I think, I wonder where they got the idea from for that. But this one, this actually came about because of your WhatsApp, didn't it?
I guess, yeah.
You are slightly underplaying that. I was witnessing messages when a group of us were out for lunch, and I think someone pointed out that you should actually have stock answers that you can just move from your saved message box, which got me thinking. And then I was thinking, what's the most common question she gets? I know. How many pictures of baby poo do you think you've had sent to you?
I mean, I have had quite a few.
Dozens.
But I am on maternity leave at the moment, and, you know, it's one of the things that parents do worry about. And this is one of the reasons why you sort of twisted my arm. And actually, parents want to do the right thing, don't they, for their children. And I was quite surprised just how many parents are Googling things and actually how dangerous some of the information out there can be. It's just not always evidence-based. So I guess that's one of the things we're hoping to cover in this podcast.
Yeah, I'm already Googling things. Yeah. I'm really excited as well about some of the people that we've got coming on, because we've done a lot of the interviews already and we are covering loads of super relevant topics.
We've got some amazing guests. I'm really excited that we'll be covering things like sleep, breastfeeding, how to support your child's development. And Rick, you want to cover a few dad-focused areas.
Yeah, so you're obviously the expert in those departments, but I really want to look at things like paternity leave. I want to look at things like the finances of that, because there's so much information out there when it comes to mums and maternity, but not so much for dads.
No, exactly. I think one of the things that also really excites me is looking at things like diet and lifestyle and nutrition and how that impacts on our health and the way that we feel.
It is easier to build a healthy child than fix a broken
man.
That's
actually a really, really good saying.
Thank you.
Cheesy.
Thank you. It's not mine.
But, you know, I'm quite worried as a new parent that my life expectancy is actually lower potentially than of my parents.
Is that true?
Yeah. My child potentially even less. And it
Why
really
is that?
Worries me that actually, you know, largely nutrition and the environment and lifestyle have such a huge role in this. And actually, as millennial parents, we're living in a very different world than a generation before. There's a lot of instant gratification, shortcuts, instant food. And actually, that's having a huge impact on our health.
It's crazy, isn't it? Because you think that so many people go to the gym nowadays and actually, yeah, we'd all just be fitter.
No, completely. I mean, we're in many ways having a bit of a wellness or nutrition crisis. There's all these fad diets, placenta pills, turmeric lattes. But actually, people aren't always making the evidence-based healthier choices. They want to do the right thing. But, you know, actually, largely, these things are not accountable for the misinformation that they're spreading.
I want to get into placenta pills in one of these podcasts.
Well, we will hopefully cover it, I think, in one of our podcasts.
So do let us know as well the things that you want us to talk about, and we will try and cover them. You can contact us on our email or Instagram. Our email is cribnotespodcast@gmail.com, or we are cribnotes on Insta.
Sorry, we can't give any personal medical advice, but I hope you find our podcast useful. And if you are worried, always do seek personal professional advice.
So we are a podcast and we need your help to run it. So if you are interested in sponsoring us, do drop us a line. Thanks for listening to Crib Notes episode 1 with Dr. Sarah and me. Don't forget, we've got other episodes coming up on sleep, vaccinations, how to support your child's development, breastfeeding, screen time, reflux, teething. Have I forgotten anything?
Weaning, crying baby, and how to spot if your child is unwell.
So if you do like us, don't forget to tell your friends. From the Crib Notes team, we'll see you in episode 2.